Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me just how to grow in beauty in God's sight. You're the fairest of 10,000. Make me a reflection of your light.
Day star shine down on me.
Let your love shine through me. Your love.
Tonight, I would like to take a little thought on the sure foundation of God. And in this world, there's a lot of things that's uncertain. Amen. But in God, everything's sure. Praise the Lord. God, He looks over His Word to perform it. Amen. And He leaves many times little to us. Amen. To do, even though when I say that, I want you to get the right meaning on it. His word, He has spoken it. He has said certain things will be, and those things are sure. The things that He said would be, they will be. But we got the written word for the finer details of it, haven't we? Amen. So I just thank God that He left His word with us. And that we can understand it, and we can know that He exists, He's real, and everything that He said would be, it's surely coming to pass. Praise God, because He is a God that's able, it's sure. That's one thing that is very sure. And when He made a promise to Abraham, He made a promise and He swore by Himself. Now, what does that mean? It does not rest upon human instrumentality of whether He's going to get the job done or not. Amen. And that's what I like about the Word of God so much. Amen. Many times in ourselves we're failures. And all of us could say the same. Amen. But the Word of God's right, and He has spoke certain things to be. Amen. And it must be. Amen. And even with the impossible condition that existed with Abraham and Sarah, when God said, I'll visit you, and Sarah thy wife shall have conceived and bear a child, even though there was an impossible condition that existed, and Abraham one time even left the land that God put him in and went down to Egypt, yet God said, I will do this. Amen. Praise God. I can rest on that. I can believe that, can you? Praise God. I like that real good, because I know human has always, through time, basically been the same. Human nature haven't changed much. Amen. And all human foundations has been pretty basically the same. But there's one thing that's sure and steadfast. Amen. It's what God said. Hallelujah. It can't change. It will come to pass. Amen. And I heard someone sing a song recently and said, God don't make us go contrary to our will. He just make us willing, you know, to do His will. Amen. I thank God for it, don't you? He makes us willing to do what He will for us to do. Amen. We are the clay, and He's the potter, and He molds us and makes us after His liking. Amen. And we read about one of the prophets went to the potter shop, and he looked at the potter wheel when vessels looked like was almost perfect, but that potter knew they weren't. He would break them down and redo them. Amen. And I thank God that there's a great potter that will do that if necessary, because His Word's laying here and the Word can't fail. Amen. Making of a vessel, you know, they get the clay out and put it on the wheel. There may be a place that don't want to yield to the wheel of that potter. After a while, that potter just reach and pull that piece of clay out and throw it down and mold over that. Amen. To make that vessel like He wants it to look. That vessel might holler, ouch, you know, when the mighty hand of the potter reach in and pull that part of the clay that's unyielding. But we are in the hand of God. Amen. They used to sing a little song years ago, He's got the whole world in His hand. Children at church sometimes would sing it or something. And He's got you and me, brother, in His hand. He's got you and me, sister, in His hand. He's got the whole world in His hand. He's got the little bitty baby in His hand. Amen. That's the God that we're serving tonight. Hallelujah. He's got everything under control. And He left us a book. And the book that He left us, we can see by the things that has come to pass, and the way everything's building up and progressing, everything else that's written in the Word will come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just thank God that He has counted us worthy to be part of that. Amen. I feel good over it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I'm included in His plan, aren't you? Praise God. I'm glad that I was with Him before the foundation of the world. He asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? Amen. It might have been 100 million years ago, but whatever God has purposed back then, amen, it's still running right on time. Hallelujah. By the great revelations of God and the things that God has revealed in this hour, we can look back and I just noticed sometime in the service, I never want to get fanatical, and I never do want to get to the place where if somebody sneezes, I think that's got some spiritual significance to it, you know. But then on the other hand, you know, song Sister Vine and Sue sang, and the saint, she was sitting there, and then Randy sang that, Stand on the Promises. And just every song seemed like, and everything seemed to funnel into a certain line of thinking. Amen. I believe that God is in the midst. Hallelujah. And I believe God's able to take and turn and twist everything to make it come out just like He wants it. Hallelujah. Many times we come into the service obeying God and doing what we feel on our hearts. See, if we're truly obeying God, then there's a significance to that. Praise God. So the whole service, the way it has moved and the way the Lord has moved, then I can see the hand of God in it. Hallelujah. So I want to read for the scripture to get our text from in 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter and verse 19. And then we just going to sort of go from there and just see where the Lord will lead us. And I don't know if I'll give you a great scriptural exhortation or something, or we'll just talk to you as the Lord would lead us tonight. Praise God. Amen. And again, I'd like to say I appreciate your friendship and fellowship over the last 7 years. It's been refreshing to us. It's been glorious. And I'm glad to have met each one of you and to have had fellowship with you. Amen. I look forward in the future for even greater things together, enjoying the things of God together. Amen. All right, now, in 2 Timothy now, I want to read 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, verse 19. It reads like this, Nevertheless, the foundation of God. I want you to notice those words, the foundation of God. Standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Amen. He always known. Amen. Even before He made the world, He knew them. Before He made any stardust, He knew them. Amen. Every star that He placed in the sky, He knew what He was doing. He knew what it meant. Amen. When He put the moon up there, He knew it would regulate and bring in the tides. Amen. God knew all these things way back billions of years ago. Hallelujah. So, the foundation of God standeth sure. Now, when we build anything, any of us, first and foremost has got to be the foundation. How many will say amen? First and foremost, we have to build the foundation. Well, when God started way back, and when God started His plan, dealing with humanity and His plan as a whole, His foundation was Himself. His foundation was His Word. Praise God. He promised that in the book of Hebrews. That's why He says in the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Now the foundation of God standeth sure. And that's the only sure thing that there is in the world today. It's the foundation of God and what God has ordained. Praise the Lord. But it is sure, let me assure you. Hallelujah. Let me assure you that not one good word of His promise can fail. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel that living Word of God here tonight. Praise God. Amen. The Word of God is one of the greatest forces that exists today. Hallelujah. That Word of God that was spoken, that came from the mouth of God. Amen. It's so powerful and so forceful that there's nothing can stand in the way. Even our human frailties can't stand in the way. Hallelujah. Amen. He made the promise to his servant Abraham. And Abraham went down into the land of Egypt, I believe. And he even, one time in the weakness of his flesh, in a condition that he was in, he even wanted to lie about who Sarah was. See? If not lie, border on it real close, because they said, "Who is this woman?" He said, "This is my sister." But really, it was his wife, you know. Amen. But God had already said to Abraham, "I'm going to do certain things." Amen. Brother, there's a foundation we build on right there. We don't move from that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do this. Abraham, you may do that and you may do this, but God said, "I'm going to do this." Hallelujah. And the same thing lays in the Word of God today. Hallelujah. There's great promises laid out in the Word of God that God said, "I'm going to do this." Hallelujah. Amen. He said he was going to present unto himself a church without spot, without wrinkle, or any such thing. That's what God said, "I will do." Hallelujah. The foundation of God standing sure. It can't move. It will come to pass. Hallelujah. And ain't you glad that it don't rest upon no human being that's existing in the world today? Amen. Because all men, as I said, basically the same. But there ought to come a place in our life where we grow into maturity. But the most matured person that's living today, and the person that's the most closest to God, amen, that's not God's foundation. His Word is His foundation. And He said, "I will do it." Glory to God. Therefore, I can march forward with confidence. Hallelujah. The knowing this thing that God has started, He that have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Somebody said, "When if there be a rapture?" Sure there will, because St. Paul, amen, already got a vision and a revelation of it. Hallelujah. There's to be saints that's translated at the end of the age. That's in the plan of God. Amen. That's the Word of God. And God's Word cannot fail. Hallelujah. Amen. And you didn't have anything to do with your name being on the book. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes if we don't respond to what's wrote in the book, then we, in the human realm, get in trouble with God. Amen. And we get in trouble one with another. Amen. But at the Word of God, everything has to crumble. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the one that spoke the Word. He's the one that's able to perform the Word. Amen. We're built upon a foundation that's unmovable, unshakable, because by one Spirit we are baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So unshakable are God's Word. Amen. That when Jesus Christ came into the world, He came in the world and lived as a man for about 33 years, and it come time for the Word to be fulfilled where God would offer up His Lamb. Isaiah had spoken about, as a lamb is dumb, he was led to the slaughter. He opened not his mouth. And the book of Psalms talk about the great suffering that the Lord Jesus would do in buying the great plan of salvation. But since Jesus came in the human realm, God did not hang His salvation upon the man part of Christ Jesus. Because there in the garden, as He prayed, He said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Amen. We can see the frailty of human flesh as it falls to there. Amen. But we can see the promise of the Word of God come to pass anyway. Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother, that's the God we're serving. That's the Word we're built upon. Amen. That's the foundation we're built upon. We're built upon God's foundation. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, we can say we are more than conquerors. Paul says, I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor powers, nor principalities, nor anything present or anything to come is going to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, we're made it this far pretty good, but, you know, the tomorrow look uncertain. Amen. In the human realm, in the worldly realm, it's going to look more and more uncertain. Amen. It's going to make the true bride of Jesus Christ look to the Word and look to God, knowing that we are serving the living God. He lives. He lives. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not dead, and He's watching over His Word to perform it. I'm going to read here in the book of Hebrews a few verses of Scripture that God spoke to Abraham and show you some of the things that God said. Praise God. And I like what God said. Amen. Praise God. You know, not only did Paul say there would be a rapture, Paul got the revelation of the saints being translated. Amen. But the book of Revelation sees them in heaven and coming back with them, all riding on white horses. And John sees the bride, amen, and she is clothed in pure linen, clean and white. Now that's the Word right there. Hallelujah. All spots are gone. Hallelujah. How did it happen? It's God's Word. Amen. God is dealing something Himself. Amen. We're just instruments in the hand of God. Praise God. It will be. Now, reading the Word of God here in Hebrews chapter 6. Will you please? Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. My. I thank God for this. Thank God for salvation. Amen. I thank God. Amen. That He was watching over His plan there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Sometimes I'll be preaching about the Garden of Gethsemane. I'll say the Garden of Eden. You used to speak of that. But in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. When Jesus would have, as a man, would have backed out. Huh? The Bible says, pray, his sweat became as great drops of blood. He was certainly in agony. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Amen. But then what happened? The angel of the Lord came and ministered unto him. Amen. That made the difference. Please, please don't miss this. When he had gone to his end humanly, then the angel of the Lord came and ministered unto him and strengthened him. Amen. Then he stood to his feet. Amen. Said to his disciples, rise, let's be going, for this purpose came I into the world. Amen. And bravely he faced the cross. Bravely he faced all the rebuking and the whippings and the crown of thorns. Amen. Because God watched over his word to perform. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He always does that. He never fails. This word is the most unfailing thing that there is today. Amen. Fact is, it's the only thing that you can have confidence in is the Word of God and what God's doing. Amen. And we are part of what God's doing. Amen. You're part of what God's doing. All right. I want to begin reading. I'm just going to read a little bit of this here, not get in a long, detailed thing, but just show you what God said about His Word, how He spoke to Abraham. It's verse 13, Hebrews 6, verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. What did that mean? He took full responsibility for the job being done. Amen. There's the God we serve. Taking full responsibility to get the job done. Amen. Then he used different instruments to get it done. But the instrument ain't, the responsibility ain't on the instrument. It's one that made the promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, he got some instruments, and he makes those instruments willing. And since we're in the human realm, amen, and even we can see the human side of Christ, sure, we're going to see the human side. Amen. But I thank God that he took the responsibility for us. Amen. He took the responsibility for seeing that I'm translated. Amen. So I don't doubt that'll be. Hallelujah. He took the responsibility for me overcoming, because his word says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. It's his responsibility. It's my responsibility to yield my life to him. Amen. So see, the foundation of God, that's what we're built on. Praise God. All right, notice, he swore by himself because he could swear by no greater. And here's what he said to Abraham. Surely I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want us to keep it in line with the rest of the Scripture. Amen. God, at this point, did not base this upon what Abraham would or would not do. I'll let that soak just a little bit here. Because if we're going to have confidence in something this hour, if we're going to rest our soul upon it, if we're going to make this our very life, amen, then we sure want it to be sure, don't we? Hallelujah. We don't want, the Bible says, with God there's no variableness, nor a shadow of turning. There can be no shadow in God, because it takes darkness, a dark object, or some kind of other object to make a shadow. Amen. Like myself, between this and the light, I'll make a shadow behind me. But with God, amen, there is no verbalness nor shadow of turning. In other words, it just can't be wrong. Hallelujah. Amen. God told Abraham, I will bless thee. Praise God. Now, Abraham did not walk worthy of those blessings all the time in the human realm, in his day-to-day life. Now, I'm not saying that we can walk, do things that's unworthy and still get by, but what I'm saying is this, it's God's program, it's God's Word, and he has taken full responsibility for it. Amen. He hasn't hung it on anybody else, himself. Amen. Even when Jesus in the garden there, let me be repetitious here. When he saw the condition go as far as he wanted the human man suffer, and after Jesus prayed three times there, amen, and God moved on the scene to see that the plan went according as it should. Amen. The Bible says there in the book of Corinthians there, had the prince of this world known who he was, they would not have crucified him. But it had to be, because that was part of the plan. Therefore, our redemption coming. Hallelujah. So since God took responsibility, see, God in the beginning, he knew all this. He knew man would fall, but God wanted something that would be tested and proved. Amen. Even the angel kingdom. Back in the prehistorical age, when they lived here on this earth, and rule another creation, and rule over the great animals, the dinosaurs, and all that. They were tested and they were proved. But God, back then, before he ever made the first angel, he knew, amen, there would be angels that would stick with that word. Amen. He knew everyone that would fall. He knew everyone that would stick with the word. And so he laid certain things out in the Word, and he projected them thousands and thousands and thousands of years into the future, and gave details as what would be. And I want you to listen to that. Amen. Thousands of years, what would be. Amen. I'm thoroughly confident that there will be a millennium. Praise God. I'm thoroughly confident that Jesus Christ himself will come and catch us as the living saints away while the great tribulation is being poured out, then He Himself will return back to earth with a saint, with a bride, with us, and we will live and reign here 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? God took responsibility for it. I was reading somewhere in a news magazine the other day how much atomic power we have and how much Russia have. I believe they said we have enough to destroy this world whole thing 25 times over. And Russia had even more. And other nations had. And they said they got enough. If it ever start, the whole world's going to be blown up. Well, it's going to start, but the whole world's not going to be blown up because God's got something to say about it. Amen. Amen. God's still on this old planet. How many will say amen to that? Praise God, even though we look and we see the world going into the greatest chaotic state that it's ever gone through. We're facing the great tribulation period, and the Bible says it'll be a time of trouble like has not been since I was a nation. Amen. But we don't want to face that time and live in fear, in agony, looking upon those things. There will be a people that does that. And their heart's going to fail them when they see these things coming upon the world. Amen. But we're God's promised children. We're the children of Abraham by faith. Hallelujah. How do we know? Because Paul got a revelation, and I believe the Word of God. Hallelujah. According to the book of Galatians, we, by faith, us Gentiles, amen, are made the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. We're made the heirs of the promise. Glory to God. When you read the Old Testament, and everyone thought it, the Jews does, many of them today still do, think that Isaac was the one that God was talking about. But that was the greater Isaac. How many knows it? Amen. Isaac was the one that failed. God made the promise to Abraham that through his seed all nations of the earth would be blessed. And it wasn't through Isaac. Amen. But the real seed, the promised seed, wasn't Isaac, it's Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We're part of Him. Glory to God. We're born into the family of God. Hallelujah. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. We got everything going for us because the Word's on our side. Hallelujah. Everything has to crumble and fall at the presence of the Word of God. We look back in history and see the great pharaohs and the great kings that one time reigned supreme, and their word was the law of the world, looked like. Amen. But now you have to dig 20 foot through the rubbish to find where the throne's at. Amen. But the Word of God just as strong as it ever been. Hallelujah. The promise of God's still real. Amen. Praise God. And on this we're built. Hallelujah. And it can't fail. Amen. Notice God telling Abraham here, surely I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. Somebody say, Abraham, Sarah is too old to have children. God's word fell. Amen. You know, that's human. And a lot of times we won't look at it. We'll poke a little in maybe one way. Well, Abraham, Sarah gave Abraham Hagar, her handmaiden, in order to bring the Word of God to pass. So that Abraham could have a child by her before that he got too old, you know. But had a child there, and Abraham kept getting older and Sarah kept getting older. Both of them as good as dead. But God done said, I will. Sarah, thy wife, shall conceive. She's too old. Abraham's too old. Amen. Don't matter. The Word says, God said, I will. He took charge of it. He let it become His responsibility how it would be done. Hallelujah. Praise God. The foundation of God is sure. Steadfast. Hallelujah. Amen. So when God says, I will, that's good enough for me. Amen. Praise God. We're the children of Abraham. We don't look at circumstances. Amen. We look at the promise of the Word. It can't fail. Hallelujah. He said, I'll multiply you. I'll multiply thee. Don't matter if Abraham If Abraham was over 100 years old, it didn't make one bit of difference. That don't stop God's Word. You know, today, us humans, we, and it works in all of us, you know, impatience. You know, get things, well, I thought it would be, or I thought it wouldn't be. I thought, now we were supposed to come to perfection. There was supposed to be a fivefold ministry. There was supposed to be a prophets and apostles and evangelists, and we were all supposed to speak the same thing and all that, but it looked like it just didn't materialize like that. You know, that's human thinking. Amen, but God's Word said it will be. I count everything else wrong. And I stand on that, I rejoice in that, and I believe that. Hallelujah. Praise God. My faith gets stronger every day. Hallelujah. Knowing the Word can't fail. Amen. It's right, isn't it? I will multiply thee. And then let me hurry on with this. Verse 16 says, "For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is the end, to them is the end of all strife." Amen. Now, that's the way it used to be in the olden days. Even among the human realm, man's word pretty much is bond, wasn't it? How many knows that? Amen. Man, tell you something, you pretty much, of course, we see the deterioration in the human realm, fleshly realm, and all that, but still, God's word hadn't deteriorated a bit. Can you say amen to that? His word, because of the high breeding and the day we're living in, the generation we're living in, we see moral standards crumbling on every side. Amen. All these things, everything looks like it's crumbling all around. The world's falling apart. Amen. But God's Word, just as strong, just as solid, just as real. Amen. There's a people that got just as much confidence in it. Well, since Sarah and Abraham are this old, and they'd be too old to look after a child anyway, they're playing young folks. See? No. God done had all that planned before the world. Amen. God said, "I'll do it," and circumstances don't stop God. Amen. The Bible don't leave it too clear as to what happened. Amen. But one night when Sarah and Abraham, they both got so old, they probably had to help each other in the bed. Probably had so much rheumatism they couldn't get around. Amen. Well, the Bible don't give us all the details as to what took place, but something happened during the night. The next morning, they were able to carry on life and bear children. Sarah conceived and bore Isaac and brought the Word of God to pass. Amen. Then even after Sarah was old and passed away and Isaac was married, Abraham married again. And bore several sons by another woman. Years and years and years after that, when he was too old to have children, amen, many years back. But God's Word's right. Amen. He said it, and it's His responsibility. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, sometimes we'll looking at the program of God, and in life, there's always disappointments in the human realm. And it's just so ordained that way. If you start in the book of Genesis, you read the first chapter there, first few chapters, God placed man and woman in the Garden of Eden. Everything went good for a little bit, but first thing you know, there was disappointments and many things come to pass that looked like, well, we might as well just tear the whole thing up and start over again. Amen. Amen. Because the serpent got in there and tried to pervert the Word of God and cause things. But even that fit right into what God knew would be. Amen. How many knows that so? Praise God. But Abraham, the father of faith here, as we read about, during all, he knew all this. He knew all these things. Many things happened in his own life. He was a man that believed God. Amen. Amen. From the Garden of Eden, as we look back in the prehistorical world, we see the angels that was tried and tested. Amen. Everything goes in God's kingdom is tried and tested by the Word. And the only way you can have a trial or test is for you to have an understanding that this is the way it's to be. And then a lot of times you see many things going right exactly contrary to that. Praise God. Jesus had a big following one time. So many people gathered around that he had to get out in a little boat away from the shore to teach the people because they were because of the press. And look, and they the Bible says they would have taken him by force and made a king out of it. But about a few days later, just a few days later, he had only 12 left. He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And the Bible says, that they said, this is a hard saying. Who can receive it? And many of his disciples walked no more with him. Amen. So from the human standpoint, amen, all those that believed in Jesus looked like their faith was in vain. Looked like they lost all. Amen. But sometimes when it looks like we've lost all, that's when we're just gaining everything because at that time we have no confidence in the flesh. We look to the Word of God and it's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God, thank God. A sure foundation. Amen. God has ordained in this hour and we definitely are living in the last hour. There are several signposts. One, the seventh church age messenger have already come, put us on the Word, and he's gone. How many believe it? Amen. He's already come. He's already brought the message. God shall send Elijah the prophet. And that's another thing. It was God's business and God's responsibility how he sent Elijah the prophet and where he would come from. Amen. So that was a man and wife lived there in Kentucky. The man was a drunkard. Spent all on booze. And very poor family, but they had a child born in 1909. And the very night the child was born, a light came in the window, hung over it. Hung over the little child, and the neighbors began to talk about what manner of child this is. What's all this about? Amen. It was God fulfilling His Word. That's what it's all about. Amen. The father didn't even have any faith or believe in God. Amen. But that don't stop the plan of God. His Word's right. It's infallible. It can't fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word will be because God is the Word. That is the foundation. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was and is God. Amen. That's what we're born of. Not of corruptible things such as silver and gold. Amen. But we're born of that precious Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you hear that Word, if you're ordained, predestinated seed, amen, that soul within you will begin to rejoice. Amen. When you come in the presence of God, when this Word of God begins to be made manifest. Amen. Brother Brown grew up about 3 years old. He began to see visions. First vision he remembered seeing was a bridge that was built across the Ohio River. His mother just learned him a little, learned him how to count and all, a little bit. And he saw that bridge several years before it was being built. Saw the bridge fall, a section of it, and saw 18 men fall into the Ohio River. Told his mother about it. She couldn't understand these things. She thought he was sorry, just nervous and disturbed. Amen. They started building the bridge. A section fell off. 18 men fell off in the river and were drowned just like God said would be. Through a vision. Amen. Praise God. That's God taking control. Amen. Some of these things we can't help. Praise God. When God says it, if you brought yourself and surrendered your life to God, you're in the hand of God. Amen. Sometimes your very own thinking, it runs counter to the Word of God. Amen. That's why the Word of God teaches us to cast down imagination. Amen. Anything that would exalt itself above what God said in this book. Amen. Because the Word's right. Hallelujah. We're winners. We're more than conquerors. Amen. Praise God. I love Him. I praise Him. Amen. My. Just seeing the thing that God's doing in the hour we're in. Had a couple of brothers come up and spend a couple of days with me this week from another state that getting hold of the Word and some of the things that God's moving and how God's moving. And I began to tell the brothers some of the things that the Word of God teaches and the way certain things must be according to the Word. And he said, you know, I've never thought about it that way. I've never thought about it that way. But that's right. Amen. Brothers and sisters, certain things has to be a certain way. Amen. And it has to be the way of the Word of God. Amen. Is that right? Notice God swore by two immutable things. Amen. First, God cannot lie. He says it, that's all it needs. But then he did more. He swore by himself and said, I will do it. Because he can't swear by anything. He put his own reputation at stake. He put his own self at stake. Amen. Everything that God consists of. He swore and said, I'll do it this way. I swear by myself it'll be this way. And everything in Abraham's life went contrary to that. And many times if you're called, elected, predestinated, seed, ordained before the foundation, the world filled with the Holy Ghost, ordained to be in this bride, many things, everything in your life look like run contrary to that. Hey, amen. That's when we don't look at the flesh. It has always fallen. It has always failed. Hey, amen. But the Word can't fail. You're born of the Word. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Glory to God. You're born to soar into the heavenly. Amen. On the wings of the great eagle. Praise God. Amen. You're not born to scratch around in the manure pile with the chickens. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I just about feel like taking off now. Hallelujah. I tell you, these old bodies can't stand too much of this, but the Lord knows. I want to read another scripture that we've read so many times, and it just serves as a little, just feel it, read tonight here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and about this ministry and this thing that God's doing, and how He's bringing the Word to pass. Amen. And I want to show you certain things he said would be. Now, he didn't say if Ben Howard will do a certain way, or if some other minister will do a certain way, it'll be this one. Come on. Huh? He didn't say if you'll build a certain place to call Truth Assembly up in the holler in Glenport, that he would do a certain way. Or he didn't say anything about it. He just said, I'm going to do this. Amen. Then we blend and become part of that. And then it's not up to us, not up to our human frailties. It's up to Him. Ain't you glad He took responsibility of your salvation? Ain't you glad? I'm glad He didn't leave it to us, ain't you? I'm sure we all would be failures had He left it to us. Amen. I got a lot of confidence in Brother Pete here. Don't know all that much about him, but it seems like I got a lot of confidence in all of you. But I'm glad my salvation don't rest upon what he do or what he don't do. Amen. I got a lot of confidence in your pastor here, but I'm glad my salvation doesn't rest upon what he might do or what he might not do. Amen. Well, I got confidence in myself, but I'm glad it don't even rest upon what I might or might not do. I'm glad it rests upon what He's already done. Amen. Is that right? Yeah. Amen. That don't mean that I can do any way. If He's in me, I'll do right one. Praise God. Well, let's see what he said he would do here. And he did here. In Ephesians 4. And some of you may get tired of hearing this, but I don't. Paul said to say the same thing. To me, it may be grievous, but for you it's needful. Amen. So this word here is right. Ephesians 4 and 11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Here's what he gave it for. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. And here's how long they're going to stay in the church. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. Amen. Now God didn't say that don't hinge upon what any certain individual is. Or any certain number of individuals does. God took responsibility himself. Amen. Then if he took responsibility to do it himself, then I can rest assured it will be done. Praise God. Is that right? It will be done. Then we're all going to come in the unity, right? Praise God. All right, let's see what else he said we would do. And he takes responsibility for this too. Come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. He takes responsibility for that. Unto a perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Can you believe the word? He takes responsibility to bring a church to that place. Praise God. To bring us to the fullness of the knowledge of Christ, to the stature of the man, full stature of the man, Christ Jesus. Then there's going to be a church in the earth, and is a church in the earth that proclamates the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. She'll have his very own thoughts. She'll have his very own words, and she's got his thoughts. She's got his words. Amen. All the potentials that was in Jesus Christ is put in the bride. Hallelujah. They're in her now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we put our heels in the ground for a while, and God lets us do that. Amen. Just like children in the natural. You know, you let them have their way sometime for so long and something, but then there comes a time when you just have to say, hey, this can't go on like this. Amen. Is that right? Amen. Then God calls everything in check and says, hey, this is what I wrote in my book. How are you measuring up to it? How has your faith been towards this? Have you wavered? The Bible says some swerved, some wavered, and some says even the resurrection's already passing Paul today. And they had some scripture for it because the resurrection did take place. When Jesus rose from the dead, many of the saints rose from the dead. But they got the truth, but they got it out of line with the rest of the word. Amen. So Paul had to come back and he said, this is the way it's to be. Amen. That's God's responsibility. Amen. If our belief get run a little contrary to what God's plan is, then it's his plan, his church, his bride. You're not your own, you're bought with a price. Amen. So glorify God therefore in your body and in your flesh, which are God. Amen. See, I'm glad I'm in his hand. The Bible says we're in his hand. No man pluck us out. Is that right? And then he says, his sheep will hear his voice. And his voice is the word. Amen. If you're a sheep of God, you know this is the word tonight. Amen. Is that right? If you're a sheep of God, you know the great shepherd is in our midst. Not in a human realm, but the Holy Spirit, the Christ that rose from the dead. Amen. That came back into the room on the day of Pentecost and spoke. Amen. That great shepherd's here tonight. Amen. The great shepherd was in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts when many of the ministers and saints were gathered together and they were praying and they were thinking on the things, Lord, the great shepherd spoke out. He said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work I've called them to do. And sent Paul to the Gentiles. Amen. The great shepherd. Glory to God. He's here tonight. Amen. He hadn't lost any of his power. Amen. He didn't like them a bit better than he liked you. And you're just as important as they were. Amen. I know most of us here, I think most of us, and myself included, could find own shortcomings in our own life. Amen. But God says, I will do this. Praise God. Amen. I love Him, don't you? I love His ways. Amen. Praise God, praise God. He's our Father. Amen. We're His sons and daughters. Glory to God. And He came to give us the Word. And He came and gave us the greatest thing that any people have ever had. Amen. A message that will even translate our mortal body and get us out here before the great tribulation set in. Somebody said, well, I used to believe that, but it looks, of late, it looked like I just ain't got as much faith towards that. Don't hinder God a bit. It might hinder you. Amen. But God still, just the Word, it's just as strong, it's just as real, and it don't depend upon what any of us think. Amen. One time I heard the prophet of God speak for this age. He said, some of you said, well, I think it means this ought to be that way or this, that. He said, you ain't got no think coming. God's Word says this way, and so we all going to go with that. Amen. How many believe that's right? Amen. When God's Word says it's this way, then we ain't got no think coming. We all go with what the Word says because you can't have it. No more than that dew that falls on the grass after a cold night. When the sun come up, it can't help it. That sun pulls it right back to where it was before it fell on the grass. Amen. It can't help it. Amen. Because there's a drawing power in that sunlight. Amen. There's a drawing power in this Word when it's preached. Amen. And the power of the resurrected Christ. And Christ is here to make it live. Amen. It can't help it. Just like that dew can't help it. When the sun comes up, it begins to sparkle. It begins to rejoice. It's going to be taken right back to where it was to begin with. Amen. We were with Him in the beginning. Not as a person, but we were in His thoughts. How many believe it? Amen. And that settled. Because that's why He told Abraham. Abraham might not have always believed. But God said it anyway. In the end, He did. So if you're crumbling about with all these cares and many things, look like time the ship look like it's going under, and all the cares of the world piling in on you, and you just trying to just barely hold on to that line, amen. Look to the Word. There's strength in the Word of God. Amen. The sure foundation. All right. Then I'm just going to leave this other on the perfection. But He goes on and says He's going to bring us all the way. And said they're going to be speaking the same thing in love. Amen. All that. Brother, it's the Word. Praise God. Do you love Him tonight? My. Amen. I'm glad that we're more than conquerors. Somebody said that, well, the devil's got such power now that it's hard to live right. Well, I don't think he's got any more than he ever had. And I'm sure God has no less. Huh? Amen. God has no less. Praise God. His Word says we're more than conquerors. I'm just going to stay with that. Praise God. May God bless you. Been a pleasure to be with you tonight. Praise God. And I rejoice with you that you have accepted the Lord, the Word of God. And I just praise God. Amen. That we can hold it, take this book. Say, my salvation right here. This is God's Word. God said, I believe it. Amen. And I'm going to go with God. Praise the Lord. I feel like it'd be good tonight if we'd just all come around, make our way up towards the front here, and have a little season of prayer together.
Before us we can see an open door. Everybody, God is moving us on. He is leading this way, and it's a way we had never known before. Oh, hallelujah. There are mountains to climb. right before us we can see an open door. Glory to God. Oh, God is moving us on. He is leading this way, and it's a way we have never known before. Oh, thou art mountains to climb, thou art valleys to cross, but before us we can see an open door. Everybody now. Oh, God is moving us on. He is leading the way. It's a way we had never known, but He has control of us. And there are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, but before us we can see an open door. Praise the Lord. Oh, God is moving us on. He is leading this way. It's a way we had never known before. Now our mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, but before us we can see. One more time for Jesus, everybody.